Fun Harps, one of the major sports stories of 2015. And what an enjoyable promotion run it was for the Blues from Balbofay, securing their place in the Premier Division after a 7-year absence. They took that victory against Limerick at home, right at the death. BJ Banda's goal. Before we get your thoughts on it, Dermot, we'll hear your commentary from that historic night at Fun Park.
McNulty trying to work a bit of room. Delivery is good. Oh, I'll tell you, that was hacked clear by a Limerick man. McNulty's ball in again. Header from Banda!
Oh! BJ Banda has done it with 3 minutes to go on the watch at the end of extra time. What a goal! The Hearts have the lead, Declan.
Oh, unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. What a header by a young lad. Just came into the near post. It was a great ball by Jamie McNulty. Down the byline, put it into the back post, or front post. BJ ran in front, got his head on it, and into the back of the net. What a goal! Unbelievable. The place is buzzing.
You were a wee bit excited there, Jermot.
Maybe too excited, Osh, when I listen back to it now, but it was just the moment that it happened and the context, you know, and the supporters were all on their feet in front of us in that, in the press area. Chris and myself are up at the back of the main stand, and Declan Boyle, I was in the booth along with Declan Boyle, and we literally grabbed each other, Osh, when that goal went in, because we didn't see it coming, and at such a late stage of the game, there was going to be no way back for Limerick at that stage, and it was just a fantastic moment. It really was.
Yeah, a memorable night, Chris. You've had some good nights in Fun Park, and that's right up there amongst them.
Absolutely. You know, when you think that Harps won the First Division back in 2004, but this, because of the circumstances, yes, they didn't win the league, but to clinch promotion in such dramatic circumstances, after all those disappointments down through the years, I think that's what made it so special for so many people. You know, we're 30 years since the sort of the two-tier Premier and First Division setup came in, and Harps has spent most of those years in the First Division, and to get up and a whole new generation. There was a lot of people there who maybe have never seen Harps in the top flight, and just the drama and BJ Banda, it was fairy tale stuff. Yeah. It really was.
BJ Banda, of course, got the goal that clinched it. We can't forget about Michael Funston's effort, Dermot, as well, because he's been around the block with Fun Harps. He's been there for quite a while, and he got the first one on that night.
He did. And that was a great moment as well, because that was a key goal. Harps had got the result down in Limerick where they were beaten 1-0. Could have been worse, because Limerick had chances that night as well to extend that lead. But yeah, taking a 1-0 result into the home leg, that's what Ollie Horgan had wanted. He knew that that would attract a big crowd to Finn Park. And the team that would score first in the second leg, that was always going to be vital. Michael Funston, fair play to him. He's one of the veterans of the side. He might not like me to say that, but I mean, his goal came in the first half. He pounced on a defensive error at the back from Limerick and just slipped it into the net from a really, really difficult angle and wheeled away in celebration. That lifted everybody, and all of a sudden it was game on. It was one apiece on aggregate. Harps were one up on the tie. And from then on in, you know, you just got the feeling that Harps could go on and do it.
Yeah. Well, let's get some reaction from that night. Now we'll hear from Fun Harps manager Ollie Horgan, who paid tribute to the effort of his players, not only during that dramatic playoff run, but through the entire season.
Okay, Ollie, a night to remember.
Yeah, one of the good nights. You know, there's a hell of a lot of passion out there, a hell of a lot of bravery. You know, it probably was kind of fairy tale stuff at the end with the way we won it, and it was probably the only way we were going to win it. Like, but look, we've put a serious side out of the Premier Division tonight. Make no bones about that. You know, on and off the pitch, they're probably ahead of us, and we have a hell of a lot of work to do come Monday morning, both on and off the pitch, to try and replace them. But look, we'll worry about that then. German tonight was a great night. You know, it was backs to the wall stuff at times. I think in hindsight, probably we won the game in Limerick with the 1-0 deficit coming back. Could have been a lot more. We spoke about it down the Marcus Field afterwards on Monday night. If we had 2 down, I'm not so sure we'd be able to turn that around. But when there was only 1 down in it and we scored early, the first goal tonight was crucial. And Robbie Williams had one that came off the line, I think, from a corner kick with his header. Had that gone in, it'd been a much, much more difficult and different type of game. But look, we ran our luck a little tonight. We ran our luck a lot in the Marcus Field, but we got away with it. And I think the lads in there deserve huge credit for the way they're conducting themselves all season, and especially in the last few legs. And to be fair to the board in there, who've kept this place going and thick and thin, you know, on plenty of bad days. Tonight's about them and the players and that change room there. That I said it from day one, we've all world beaters, but we've men, and we have a huge amount of character that give everything to it. And look, it just shows maybe tonight what hard work, you know, can pay off.
You're proud of them, Ollie?
Yeah, I'd have been proud of them. Win, lose, or draw, you know, they bought into what we were trying to do. They gave, look, I said that many times, there's nobody here making a bob. Like, there's nobody here making a penny. It's they're here because of pride in the club, pride in themselves, pride in their ability. And a hell of a lot of characters in there that really only came out tonight or came out in the latter part of the season. Look, you know, I don't want to give them huge credit either, because, you know, they deserve credit just tonight, but they have bigger days and bigger battles ahead of them in the Premier Division, yeah, playing against serious sides, and it's a huge step up. And they will have to make a bigger sacrifice, if that's possible, to try and adapt and stay in that division.
And what about the winning goal then, Ollie? I mean, as you say, fairy tale stuff. I mean, BJ thrown on at the end as a substitute later on and pops up with the winning goal.
Yeah, look, BJ's a kid. He's 17 years of age. We put him on for a man, Kevin McHugh, that's twice his age, maybe with a little extra. Kevin ran out of legs. He was brilliant. He rolled back the years, and especially in the first half, he ran out of legs, as did a number of our lads. BJ came on. We were trying to feed him over the top to let him to run onto it. But to be fair, he took a great header from, I think, Damien McNulty. Had two attempts across it, and he put it on his head that it looped over Freddie Hall. And, you know, I think the fact that we scored so late on was an advantage, because I saw the way Limerick, when they threw the kitchen sink at us for the last 3 minutes, they had three chances in those 3 minutes. Had we scored earlier and they had more time to throw the kitchen sink at us, I would have feared for ourselves. But to be fair to Kieran Gallagher, you know, when we needed him, he stood up at the end and basically kept us up, if that's the right word, Jeremy.
Yeah, you've enjoyed plenty of good nights as a manager, Ollie, and as a player way back when. But tell me, I mean, this must be up there with the best of them.
Yeah, look, we've achieved something that I think the most pleasing part about it is that there's no egos in there. There is no fancy dance, if that's the right word. They're lads that give everything to the cause. You know, last year we tried to, you know, get that ingrained in them and what we were looking for. You know, some of them didn't understand that. Some of them weren't able to commit. But they turned it around this year and they gave everything they had to it. I mean, look, these lads were missing half days of work, maybe full days of work, to travel to Wexford and Waterford and back. You know what I mean? They basically took over their life, and I'm glad that they have rewards tonight, because they deserve, you know, I'm sure there are better sides here that have got promoted without a shadow of a doubt, but these lads here had something about them. They've a little bit of bond about them, and they achieved something tonight that maybe better sides haven't.
Ollie Horgan speaking to Dermot after that famous night, where of course they secured promotion back to the Premier Division. And Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. Ryan, Ollie Horgan deserves great credit here, because he took over as manager, and let's be honest about it, how many people at the start of the season were giving Van Harps the credit, and I suppose saying that they could make it back to the Premier Division, because that wasn't really muted at the start of the year.
Yes, Ollie. Ollie's done a magnificent job. You know, when he was first unveiled as manager, it was a huge shock to everyone. But he's done very, very well. He's steadied the whole thing. He's gathered a really strong group of players. He's been able to slip people in and out the whole year. I think at the start of the year, the bookies had Finn Harps at 25-1 to win automatic promotion. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a surprise that Harps were in the mix the whole way along. But I think after a solid start, Ollie kept the boys going, and they had a bit of a mid-season slump, but they got back together, and I think it was very important that coming in to the playoffs, they came in a lot of good form, and they were arriving in a very good place for the more or less, it's a mini-season, the playoffs, really.
Mm-hmm. Chris, it's been, I suppose, a seamless process for Ollie Horgan, or a seamless progression, rather, because he does have a lot of managerial experience. It was his first senior job, and he's progressed along the way and developed, and at times it seems as if it's been at ease with Ollie to do what he'd done, and then to get that achievement of bringing the side to the Premier Division.
Absolutely, his first season in charge Some people will feel maybe Harps were a bit defensive, but they certainly built on that this year. A good backroom team there as well, the likes of Declan Boyle, and as we'll hear shortly, I mean, he did give youth a chance, and a couple of youngsters coming through. And Dermot will certainly vouch for this as well, in that at the beginning of the season, Ollie always had his feet in the ground. There was no way he was getting carried away. I think deep down, he was always quite optimistic that Harps really were in with a very good chance. Wexford were the side that most people felt were going to win the league. That's exactly what happened. And Horgan, even before those games against Limerick, the playoff games, before the games against UCD, to get into that playoff against Limerick, he was always playing down, didn't want to over get people's expectations too high, and I think he handled things very skillfully.
Yeah, and I think one of his the big things as well that helped Ollie this year, Oisin, was the fact in his first season he came in for a wee bit of criticism over the disciplinary situation at Finn Park. Do you remember in that first year, mm-hmm. there were a lot of players getting red cards and picking up too many bookings, and it all had a knock on effect in that Ollie was left with, you know, a threadbare team at times in his first season. But that all changed this year. Discipline was so much more improved. He was able to work with a team that was more or less, you know, the same week in, week out, a couple of wee changes here and there. And that was a big help to him, on top of a very good defensive performance, particularly at Finn Park. Kieran Gallagher had an excellent season in goal. And they all added up to what was a very impressive effort over the campaign. And it meant that they were always challenging up near the top of the table.
Yeah, let's get some more reaction from that night. Kevin McHugh is another player that has been at Finn Park for quite a while, and he was all set to pack it in at the end of the season. But as he told Dermot after the game, retirement was going to be put on hold for one more campaign at least.
Words can't put it into what I'm going through at the minute. 2004, we won the league, but we were promoted. I was trying to win the league on the night, but you were promoted. So tonight they play against an outstanding team like that. But the character we've shown, home and away the UCD, like that's a top side. That side deserves to be in the Premier Division. They're probably the form side in the league over the last maybe 3 months. And for us, they pick ourselves up after not getting promoted automatically, after being top of the league all year. For us to go and pick ourselves up, the character in there is unbelievable. And I did this say at the start of the year, this was my last year, but not a hope I'm walking away from that kind of group of players in there. The character is unbelievable.
Right. So that's not your last game for Harps then, Kevin?
No, not a hope. The character in that dress room there, and the management, and the character in that change room, the management staff, the supporters, there's no way I'm walking away from that, you know.
Because when you came off at the end, Kevin, I'm not sure what was going through your mind, but you took your time coming off, you clapped the supporters.
It was one of those ones where I didn't know it was my last game, you know. You're walking off and you're thinking, I couldn't continue any longer, and the cramps, and I'm going, Jesus, this could be my last appearance in a Harp shirt, you know. So it was a bit emotional as well, so I was trying to get the crowd going.
That the team responded, Kevin. And that goal from BJ Band at the end, I mean, yeah, what a way to win a game on such an occasion.
I just told him before he went on, I said, go and make a name for yourself, and by God, did he go and make a name for himself. Nobody's going to forget BJ Banda's name now in a hurry. So delighted for the young fella. He works hard at training, and that's credit now actually to the setup that's going on at the club, the likes of Joe Boyle bringing him on, and Deggy Boyle. That all has to be taken into consideration, because if we didn't have that and behind the scenes and the coaching going on, BJ wouldn't have come on tonight and he wouldn't have scored, you know. So credit goes to them boys that are involved as well.
Yeah, you've had some big nights, Kevin, over your career, but this is up there with the best of them.
Yeah, without a doubt surpasses it. There's no doubt about it. Because nobody gave us a chance. They were the form side along with Dundalk in the Premier Division. We're a first division side and so-called kickers and hackers. By God, we outplayed them tonight for lots of periods of that game, and we showed more desire and determination than them, and we thoroughly deserved it.
Kevin McHugh is going to stick around for another year with Finn Harps in the Premier Division. Dermot, how important of a character is Kevin McHugh in the Harps dressing room?
Ah, he's hugely important, Oisin. I mean, he's a fantastic footballer, a great athlete. He's in super shape. Even though he was talking about finishing up at the end of the last campaign, he certainly has the legs to go on for another season at least. He played well last year, never mind the fact that he helped the team to promotion. He can look back on his season with a fair degree of pride as well, because he had a big part to play in that. Ollie didn't always start him. He came on in matches and helped change games. He didn't just play as an out-and-out striker either, which is an important one. He played kind of off the front into the hole areas, as kind of some people might describe it. So he's brought a new side to his game, and he'll certainly be a big help next year when Harps are back up in the big time.
And very much, Chris, influential with younger players.
Hugely, as Dermot said there, he was almost an impact substitute in several of the games. One of the matches against UCD earlier on in the season I was at, and Harps were trailing, and he came on and he just lifted the team. And the likes of BJ Banda and several other of the younger players, I mean, they do look up to him. And you look at his record over the years, he's made 360 something appearances plus substitute appearances, and a strike rate of nearly a goal every two games. It's phenomenal. Yeah. And let's hope there's a few more next year.
BJ Banda came on to replace him. Ryan, we mentioned Ollie Horgan having his feet on the ground as manager. BJ Banda wasn't fazed by any of the stuff that was going on in the promotion run-on. He very much had his feet on the ground too.
No, he's quite a confident lad as BJ, and I suppose at the start of the year he wouldn't even have been on the radar. He was playing for Letterkenny Rovers youth team, and he was scoring a lot of goals for them. But, you know, he joined the Harps under-19 team then, and when numbers were getting a bit light, himself and Gareth Doherty came in and joined the Harps team for to help with training. And he got his chance towards the end of the season, and he really took it. You know, he scored two goals against Wexford, and he came on against Limerick in the first leg. And he did very well, and he had a great opportunity to score. He didn't, but it didn't affect his confidence. He kept going. And in the second leg, he made a big difference when he came on initially, because it pushed Limerick 10 yards further back the field. And when he got his chance from Damien McNulty's cross, he didn't make any mistake.
He didn't. He took it and he delivered. Dermot, you made the point when we were listening to Kevin McHugh. What age was BJ Banda when Kevin made his debut?
Yeah, we think he was a couple of months old when Kevin made his debut down in Fannett, playing for Harps first team for the first time. BJ was a couple of months old at that stage. So, yeah, listen, I mean, it's real Roy the Rover stuff, isn't it? And it's the message is out there for young guys who are playing underage football at whatever level. BJ, as Ryan said, he was playing with Letterkenny Rovers in their youth team. And all of a sudden, a few months later, he's up at Harps. He's playing with among their underage structure as well, and gets an opportunity with the first team. It just shows what can happen if you're there, if you're in the right place at the right time, and your attitude has to be spot on as well. I mean, BJ's not going to be brought into the first team squad for the sake of it as well. He's got to have a wee bit about him, and he certainly showed that over the end of the season.
Big night for BJ Banda. It was the stuff of dreams.
Well, BJ, the goal-scoring hero, how does it feel?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I'm speechless. Like, I just don't know what to say. Oh, it's the greatest feeling ever in my young career anyway.
Yeah, you were thrown on right at the end, BJ. And your job was probably just to go out and work as hard as you could and make their defenders, make it difficult for them in those closing stages.
Yeah, all he said before he put me on, he's like, there's about 15 minutes plus the extra 2 minutes that you're going to play now. So you've got legs and you've got so much pace and skill, so you can beat these boys, because like, pitch was bobbly and they were getting tired. So I just knew that if I got in between them or just pressed them deep hard, I'd get in there.
Yeah, and the chance, it came out of nothing really at the end. Damien McNulty had an opportunity to cross it. His first cross was kind of half cleared, then he returned it, and you put the header in the back of the net.
So I'm not one man to score many headers, but I'd say that's going to go down in history there. That's an incredible feeling, incredible. Like, I don't even know, it just... I didn't even know what to say.
And the celebrations, you went over to the fireside to the fans, and all of a sudden everybody was on top of you.
I was hearing screaming, and I was just so excited, and everybody else was so excited. Now we move on to next season and we play from there.
Yeah, and the goal scored in the net in front of all those Harps supporters. They were there and their thousands there tonight, BJ. It was a fantastic occasion.
It was absolutely incredible. Scoring in front of the home crowd too, like, it's just speechless. Like, I don't even know what to say, like, because everybody was there and everybody was cheering us on and getting us going, and we got the goal and we sealed it.
BJ Banda, the man that got the goal that sent Harps into the Premier Division. Jeremy, just a final note on Fun Harps this year. Actually looking forward to next year. It's all about survival, is it, for the Donegal club next year?
Yeah, I think it is, Oisin. And Ollie Horgan's busy trying to gather a squad for next year. He's made, 10 or 11 signings at this stage. But yeah, I think, listen, they can do it. Some might say they only have to finish above Wexford and they'll avoid automatic relegation. And that's certainly not beyond them. Longford Town, Galway, even Derry City, dare we say it, you know, they're not going to set the world alight perhaps next year. So you just never know.